Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure at the banks. Help! We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having our good friend Bill Schley back on the show. Bill is the author of The Microscript Rules. That's where we learned that it's not what people hear that counts. It's what they repeat that counts. He's the he's the founder of his own company, Schley Brands. He is outstanding speaker, trainer. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for over 6 years. And he's here to talk to us about entrepreneurship. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Nice to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Bill, you've been working on a new project. You've been studying that wild life form, entrepreneurs.
Yeah. It's a wild life form, all right.
What do you find when you tromp around in the wilderness trying to catch these guys?
You find different things, and, you know, as an entrepreneur, and I realize that most of your listeners would probably qualify as entrepreneurs.
Yep.
It's funny that they teach entrepreneurship now at lots and lots of MBA programs and colleges, universities, and professors are doing it. It's sort of the thing of the moment to teach
entrepreneurship. Even in high school, they're doing it.
Yeah, which is good. I'm glad they're doing it because people need to think, hey, we need to think about this, and we need more entrepreneurs. Because the interesting thing is you start reading what all the professors say, and you look at all the research, and no one agrees on anything. No one agrees on what it really is. How it can be trained, how it can't be trained. They don't agree on anything.
The eggheads in colleges, in the higher learning, a lot of them have some really kooky ideas about some very rigid and narrow opinion and definition of what an entrepreneur is.
Well, what's interesting is what they're going after, like academics. They're going after, they're trying to get a definition. You know, they're trying to get something that can fit in a textbook and that can, an academic. They like to observe what it is, and they like to study what it is, and then they like to show you all the cases and look back on all the things that didn't work. And so you go to entrepreneur school like that, and it's great. You learn all these things that didn't work, and then you go out there, and I think half of them say, hey, I want to be an entrepreneur. It doesn't work.
It's hard.
Well, you realize that entrepreneurs, it's the opposite of figuring out what doesn't work. It's going out there and figuring out what you want to do and finding a way to do it even if you don't know how to get there.
Against all odds.
Yeah, well, right. And the thing is, so what we're interested in is not what. Listen, let's say there's 10 or 15% of people out there, everybody knows, they're natural-born entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. You know them, I know them. They've got talent, they've got whatever it takes. They just don't want to work for somebody else. They've got a vision they want to create. They're just, sort of born to be entrepreneurs. We just think that there's probably millions of other people who, I'm not saying they can be trained to be entrepreneurs, but the spirit can be tapped inside them, the spirit that's already there, that almost every one of us, we're little kids, are entrepreneurial. You watch little kids in the fourth and fifth grade, they're entrepreneurial. You look at all the things they do and then they make up and the way they invent games to play and they lemonade stands, mm-hmm. whatever kids do. A lot of times that gets kind of taken out of us, a lot of kids, as they go through the process of school and various institutions. But that spirit really is in there. They just need to have it uncovered. And that's what we're finding, that there are millions of more entrepreneurs if they just say, hey, wait a second, you don't have to be a genius, you don't have to be a visionary, you don't have to have this brilliant idea that instantly is going to make you a success. You don't have to be Steve Jobs and invent the iPod. Most mm-hmm. people don't. You have to. You know what the biggest difference is between entrepreneurs and everybody else, Jim?
What?
Seriously? They just start. I mean, it's profound. They just do it.
Mm-hmm.
They just do it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have. They may not have everything they need. They may not have all the smarts. They may not have the money. They may not have the greatest idea. But they start going forward anyway. And just because they start, getting in motion is the most amazing thing.
The most successful entrepreneurs learn how to make lots of decisions and make their mistakes little mistakes.
And
grow from that.
Yes.
Oh, hey, Bill, give us your website,
sure,
please.
Website is schleybrand.com. So
it's a brand new website, too, isn't it?
It's a brand new website.
Schley, S-C-H-L-E-Y, brand.com. Check it out, folks. You can find his book there, The MicroStrip Rules. When we come back, we're going to talk about the different gradation, the different degrees of entrepreneurs. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.